We're visiting with Emporia I Lady Spartan coach Carolyn Dorsey here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, another special emotional win on Friday night at Washburn Rural, 39-31, an undefeated league season. And that was a milestone for you as well. Career win number 150, and now these girls are riding high with a 19-1 record, winners of 17 straight coming into the postseason starting this week.
Yeah, you know, if there's ever to have a season, this would be it. You know, they have far exceeded what I believed that they would do initially, you know, and that's not a knock to them. It's just, it's a competitive league. It's a competitive season. We're not very big. There's a lot of holes there, and they refuse to go down. And I just think that says a lot about their character and who they are, and the fact that they've been doing this for 10 years. This is the moment they've been waiting for, and everybody wants immediate gratification, and it's hard to get kids to buy in for the big picture, and parents think every kid should be playing. This group's a little bit different. Still have some of those little blurbs, but you know, for the most part, they've signed up and they've done this since they were 7 or 8 to be in this position that they're in, and they're rewriting history right now.
You know, how beneficial was it to get some rest over the weekend, knowing you were playing back-to-back road games last week? Final time you're going to be on the road as well, too. That feels kind of very strange to say, too.
Yeah, you know, especially with this group. It's a group I've been with for a long time, and you know, for these finals to come up, it's difficult. You know, there's a little bit of grieving there, and they've given me everything that I've ever wanted. And, you know, I'm very, very proud of them. And I think if people can look at this at all and see what could happen if only, you know, if only we put the time in that these kids have put in, if only our schools would allow kids to do this stuff that we've fought for. It has not been easy, Dylan. The success they've had has not come with people just super opening the door for us. We have fought and kicked those doors in, and if only, and now people understand why we've been so adamant about things. This is what we've been fighting for, and it's here. And again, they're the most winningest team in Emporia High girls basketball. They undefeated league season. When was the last time that happened? I mean, you just can't compare it. So I'm very proud, you know, but we did the regular season. Now it's tournament time.
You know, 2 wins this week gets you back to White Auditorium. And I know 3 consecutive state appearances would be big for a lot of this group, you know, especially with, you know, Addie Kermer. If you guys were able to make it to White next week, it'd be 3 appearances at White for Addie at state.
Yeah, and I think it's something as a coach you try to give every kid. You know, I think back to Lexi's sophomore year. She was sitting in all those pictures in her little leggings and T-shirt, happy as all get out. You know, you look at, you know, Kaylee DeWitt now in the same role. You know, you look at, you know, Addison Gutierrez is injured for 2 years, mm-hmm. now gets to be a part of it. It's something you want to give kids that have bought in and have done everything you've asked them to do. So I know they're excited. You know, getting to be back at White is just magical. 3 years in a row. Again, I question the last time that's happened in our history. And again, they're doing it while smiling, and they're doing it. And people haven't always been a fan of us or our program, Dylan, I'll tell you that.
Visiting with Emporia I Lady Spartan coach Carolyn Dorsey here on the Area Coach's Corner. Coach, you open up sub-state play tomorrow night at home against Topeka West, so you get to see a former Centennial League foe with the Lady Chargers coming to town. They're the 14. If you're able to get past them, another shot at Great Bend to come here on Saturday, or even Salina Central, who was the state runner-up 2 years ago in 5A. And then if you get past those two, it's off to White Auditorium, where you wouldn't play until Thursday with a time to be determined, and the seeding and opponent would come out on Sunday.
Yeah, you know, again, we're gonna look at it one at a time. That's what got us here in the first place. So we have T-West that's in our way. Haven't seen him in a couple years, so I'm kind of excited. It's a different opponent. You know, I know we've played them, but it hasn't been recently, so that's new. I think it's good for kids to have some new blood every once in a while. Yeah. It gets tiring to play the same old, and new styles and new things to work on. You know, luckily for us, we've seen a pretty broad range, and we feel ready. Saturday we'll address after Wednesday, but whoever comes in that gym, they're in our way. You know, whether it's Salina Central, whether it's Great Bend, I don't care who it is. We got to get past them and get out. And so we're going to claw, fight, and whatever we got to do to get there.
All right, Coach. I've enjoyed our chats here on the Area Coach's Corner throughout the season. Best of luck tomorrow night with T. West. I look forward to being at every game possible to continue this magical ride that you're on, and I'm just along, following along.
You're hanging out the back window of the roller coaster with us, Dylan. We'll bring you along with us. But thank you. We appreciate it.
Well, that is Emporia High Lady Spartan coach Carolyn Dorsey. Join us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Next Tech Wireless and Miller Granite on KVOE, live and local.